Israel's military will take control of Gaza City under a new plan approved by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's security cabinet, drawing swift criticism from inside the country and abroad. Nearly 2 years into the Gaza war, Netanyahu faces mounting pressure to secure a truce that would ease famine conditions for the territory's more than 2 million people and free hostages held by Palestinian militants. Hamas condemned the plan to expand fighting as a new war crime, while close ally Germany took the unprecedented step of halting certain military exports to Israel over concerns they could be used in Gaza. Under the approved strategy to defeat Hamas, the Israeli army will prepare to take control of Gaza City while distributing humanitarian assistance to the civilian population outside combat zones, Netanyahu's office said. Before the decision, Netanyahu told U.S. network Fox News that Israel wanted a security perimeter in Gaza but did not intend to govern it, preferring to hand control to Arab forces that will govern it properly without threatening us. Netanyahu's office said the cabinet adopted 5 principles, including the territory's demilitarization and creation of an alternative civil administration neither Hamas nor the Palestinian Authority. Domestic reactions. Opposition leader Yair Lapid denounced the plan as a disaster that will lead to many other disasters, warning it could endanger hostages and cost Israel diplomatically and financially. The Hostage and Missing Families Forum accused the government of abandoning captives. Some Israelis backed the move. As they take control of Gaza, they will eliminate Hamas completely, maybe not completely, but at least a good percentage, said Haim Klein, a 26-year-old yeshiva student. On the ground. The Israeli army says it controls 75% of the Gaza Strip, mostly along the border. Of the 251 hostages taken during Hamas's 2023 attack, 49 remain in Gaza, including 27 confirmed dead. Gaza residents fear renewed fighting. They tell us to go south, then back north, and now south again. We are human beings, but no one hears us, said Mesa Alshanti, a 52-year-old mother of 6.